segmen kali ini aku mau bacain beberapa submission yang dikirimin sama mutual aku by DM or by mention. Tapi di sini aku nggak akan feature semuanya ya, because I still can relate to each other. Nah, jadi di sini poin yang aku temuin adalah beberapa orang itu most of them feel proud with their physique, but they does not feel proud of what they have inside, which is their mental, like their own personality or the things that they have done and everything. More like something other than the physical itself, kayak gitu. Itu yang bisa aku tangkap beberapa dari submission yang ngirim ke DM aku. Jadi kalau kayak gini aku nggak bisa feature username-nya, but I would like to thank you guys. I highly appreciate it that you guys are really sending me the stories of your self-love journey and something like that. Nah, jadi untuk segmen kali ini sih sebenarnya aku cuma pakai buat opening doang ya. Cuma mau menjelaskan sedikit dari submission yang aku terima beberapa dari mutual aku, kayak gitu. So for the whole thing, you can head to the next segments. Jadi segmen kali ini aku mau membahas self love secara detail. Tapi please remember that my podcast is only based on my experience. Jadi aku cuma mengambil theoretical-nya itu cuma sedikit. Jadi aku cuma mau ngobrol-ngobrol santai aja sih. I mean like there is nothing serious about it, but you have to take it serious. Seenggaknya bisa menjadi pedoman kamu ke depannya, kayak gitu. Okay. So, tadi kan aku sempat buat kuesioner itu di Twitter kan. Jadi ada beberapa kuesioner tadi udah aku upload dan lumayan banyak juga responnya. I'm so happy. Jadi banyak juga yang kontribusi dan juga ikut voting. Jadi aku mau bahas sedikit-sedikit tentang apa namanya? Tentang polling yang tadi aku buat di Twitter itu. So, the first question that I submit adalah, have you loved yourself to the fullest, even accepting your flaws? Nah, jadi flaws yang aku definisikan di sini adalah bukan mutlak kekurangan kamu, but it's something that the society categorizes as a flaws. You know what I mean, right? Jadi kan society itu punya beauty standards. Kalau kamu nggak bisa memenuhi beauty standards mereka, they will claim it as a flaw, something like that. Nah, jadi yang mau aku sampaikan di poin pertama ini adalah, please do not measure yourself by what society has defined you, because menurut aku kekurangan itu bukan masalah kekurangan, but it's a blessing from the universe. Kenapa aku bilang begitu? Because your flaws is something that makes you unique. You might hear it as a bullshit atau hal-hal yang nonsense atau kayak sugarcoating words, but it's the fact, because nggak semua orang itu punya kekurangan with quote yang kamu miliki. Jadi you cannot like, you don't have the same flaws that with other people, kayak gitu. Jadi kayak apa yang kamu punya belum tentu orang lain punya, and itulah yang membuat kamu adalah kamu. That's what makes you unique gitu loh. Gitu, gimana sih kok Godiva ngomongnya ribet banget ya. Nah, yang kedua, do you think the measurement of beauty is true? Okay, so here's from my point of view. Well, to be beautiful for man or woman or any kind of gender, beauty cannot be measured. And it cannot be defined just how it is. Jadi kayak cantik itu tuh gak bisa didefinisikan begitu saja. Because of what? Because you're the only one who can live up the beauty in yourself. Jadi cantik itu tergantung apakah kamu bisa menghidupkannya itu sendiri. Gimana ya? Maksud aku tuh kayak you have this thing, you have this unique thing, and you have to make it beautiful to be seen as beautiful also by the other. Jadi kamu harus bisa menciptakan bahwa keunikanmu itu menjadi hidup, kayak gitu. Because I think beautiful is the uniqueness from you. Kayak gitu. Itu yang menjadi pandangan aku. Well, if you have ever heard about golden ratio, golden ratio is a measurement that were made by people, bukan people sih kayak, I think more like scientists or like professional people. Jadi golden ratio ini adalah penilaian apakah orang tersebut sudah pas gitu, ngerti gak sih kayak fit in. But then after I googled it up, even like Angelina Jolie or Shania Twain, they cannot fulfill the perfect standard for golden ratio. Jadi kayak, let's say like golden ratio is a bullshit. I mean like, apa ya? It's almost like close to zero for someone who could fulfill the golden ratio itself. Jadi tips aku adalah, you are the only one who can measure your own beauty. Kayak kamu tahu sendiri apa sih yang kira-kira sekiranya bisa membuat kamu terlihat beda, terlihat cantik. Because the only way to be perfect is to accept yourself. Because of what? Because the universe made you for a reason. Gitu. Alright, let's head to the third point. Aku gak tahu sih kenapa kayak aku buat podcast ini, I'm very enthusiastic. Okay, yang ketiga adalah, is having beauty stereotype that is accepted by the society is an important thing. Alright, society will does not define the beauty by how you look. Some of them. But let's say like the majority of them will define the beauty based on how you look. Let's say there are two types of society, the judgmental and the non-judgmental one. Yang judgmental ini, dia akan mendefine kamu by how you look dan bagaimana kamu bisa memuaskan pandangan mereka. Apakah menurut mereka kamu tuh sudah mengagumkan bagi mereka atau belum sama sekali. Sedangkan bagi mereka yang tidak memandangmu dari wajah, or the one who classify as the non-judgmental society, they will prefer to look you based on your brain and not gonna be giving a fuck for your beauty. Karena menurut mereka kecantikan fisik atau kecantikan yang gimana sih kayak cantiknya judgmental society ini itu kayak cuma kefanaan semata. Kayak gitu. Karena the more you grow up, the more your skin will be wrinkles and something like that. Dan menurut aku yang bisa membuat seseorang itu cantik atau ganteng atau sempurna itu adalah kepribadiannya and how they live up their body itself. Kayak gitu. Like having a well-educated mind and well-behavior self is a blessing. Susah loh untuk menjadi orang yang well-behavior or well-educated or well-dressed or well whatever it is. Karena orang-orang yang bisa memenuhi kategori itu adalah orang yang menurut aku perfect banget. They live their life to the fullest. Even myself, I could not fulfill it actually. Tapi kayak menurut aku, alright, I'm living this body, like let me do whatever I want. Kayak gitu, apapun yang bisa membuat aku senang, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna sacrifice my life to do it. Alright, so the fourth question is, have you ever complained that you don't look so perfect in a photo, so you have to edit it or re-photograph it to make it look attractive? Jadi, this is the most common case that I always found in my surrounding, kayak gitu. Jadi, mungkin untuk beberapa perempuan itu kayak, you know, like there's this thing called makeupless or like beauty camera, they will tend to use it because of what? Because they want to look tempting in a picture. But ya kalian tahu sendiri kan, kayak ada case dimana, aduh ini orang di foto kok sama aslinya beda jauh ya. Let's don't harm anybody by lying to yourself. Kayak gitu maksud aku. This is not about the angel in the photo, tapi kayak how you expose something very beautiful in the social media atau sebagai macamnya seperti itu, tapi kayak itu justru kayak menutup diri kamu sebenarnya. I mean, it's not a good thing actually to make yourself perfect but to harm another person. You often find yourself not accepting how you look. Kayak gitu. Jadi don't ever lie to yourself. I mean like just be yourself. Kayak jangan mengambil apa ya, jalan pintas yang instan gitu. Menurut aku itu gak baik banget, karena itu bukan hanya akan menjatuhkan kamu, tapi itu juga akan harming other person. Let's just don't make someone put up a high expectation. Let's just don't get someone that just wants you by how you look. Kayak gitu loh maksud aku. And it's a good thing. Nah, alright, let's head to the fifth question. Oh my god, I just kicked my bottle. How often do you compare yourself to someone you admire, even desperately wanting to look like them? Jadi mungkin sebagian orang itu ngerasa kayak, ya ampun si A cantik banget ya, kayak ya ampun Godiva cantik banget ya, gue pengen deh kayak Godiva. Just example, gini loh, kayak mungkin kalau kita terinspirasi nih sama MUA misalnya, kayak siapalah MUA di Instagram, gue kayak jarang main Instagram, so I'm clueless about it. Nah, jadi kayak you compare yourself to her. I mean, if you want to be inspired by her talents, it's fine. Kayak kamu mau ngikutin talentsnya dia, kayak to make yourself become a better person. Kayak kamu pengen jadi MUA, jadi kamu terinspire dari MUA. It's a good thing. Tapi ketika kamu pengen sama banget kayak dia, sama seplek-pleknya, bukan karena talentnya dia, okay, just leave that habit behind. Kenapa aku bilang gitu? Karena kita terlahir dari istilahnya orang yang berbeda, from different parents, from different bloods, from different kind of thing. So don't expect yourself that you gonna be looking like Cara Delevingne, let's say, or like siapalah model Victoria's Secret or Kylie Jenner, you name it, siapalah artis itu. Jangan pernah menyamakan diri kamu seperti dia. It's a bad thing. It's a bad habit that maybe some woman or some man or some human do. Don't ever drain yourself sampai ngebatin bahwa kamu akan terlihat seperti dia untuk menerima pujian semata dari orang-orang yang let's say kayak bisa hilang begitu aja. Yes, you receive that compliment, but like some people will forget about it later. I'm sorry, like I could not speak slowly, kayak gitu. Jadi kayak semata-mata, ya kamu emang menerima pujian itu, tapi kayak in one or two month or three month, kayak orang juga bakal lupa, kayak gitu. But if you are born uniquely, don't ever remove any of your uniqueness just to please them, kayak gitu. Jadi gimana caranya supaya kamu bisa diingat orang adalah tunjukkan unik kamu, tunjukkan bakat kamu, tunjukkan kayak apa sih poin plus yang kamu miliki, kayak gitu. Itu tuh bakal lebih diingat sama orang dibanding kamu pushing yourself just to become someone that you admire. Come on, you are unique. God, like universe wants you to be you. Kayak Tuhan pengen kamu jadi kamu, kayak gitu. Like Kendall Jenner want to be Kendall Jenner, kayak gitu. Jago kan Kendall Jenner. Okay, so the sixth question. Have you ever tortured yourself just to get recognition that you are socially acceptable, that it's pressuring you? Nah, jadi aku mau jelasin torture yang aku masuk di sini itu bisa dijabarkan jadi banyak. Entah kamu spend makeup yang banyak bukan untuk menghibur diri, tapi untuk memaksakan diri agar terlihat fit in. Ini pun konteksnya udah negatif dan mengarahnya bukan ke self love. You spend all of your money just to fit into the stereotypes, not to purely make yourself happy. Itu aja udah salah. Kayak coba deh, aku pengen beli makeup ini, terus ini, supaya aku bisa jago makeup, atau kayak ya aku mau belajar lah biar jago makeup, atau to hide kayak mau iniin kantong mata atau jerawat. Tapi kalau kau beli makeup karena kau pengen jadi siapa, kayak jadi artis Korea, I don't know, you name it lah, itu konteks aja deh, bukan self love. Kayak aku pengen beli makeup Chanel lah supaya aku kelihatan bourgeois gitu. Gimana ya? Ya you name it lah, you already know itu mengarahnya kemana, bukan ke self love, tapi lebih kayak expecting for appraising from the society. Nah, jadi tips yang aku lakukan nih, kita udah ada di penghujung podcast. Jadi to close this podcast, aku cuma mau memberikan beberapa tips yang sukses untuk aku supaya aku bisa self love. The first thing, I value myself. I never let anyone value me. Because of what? Because they don't walk in my shoes and they don't know what I've been through. Kayak I'm a victim of bullying. I mean, people call me like cheap or slut or whore, something like that. Ya, aku biarin aja omongan-omongan itu kayak beredar di luar sana itu. Ya udahlah, biarin aja. Kayak kalau kamu justru nge-value diri kamu seperti itu dan kamu malah merespon hate-hate yang kamu terima, itu berarti kamu kayak secara tidak langsung apa ya, kayak ya istilahnya kayak gini deh, ya lo ngapain sih kayak harus nge-fight back omongan-omongan jahat yang dilancarkan sama orang yang sebenarnya itu bukan lo. I mean, like, that's a waste of energy, baby. Don't ever let the society drain your energy, kayak gitu. Disagree with all of the things that they call it hate. Agree and let it all go. Jadi orang-orang pun juga pernah nih, dulu banget kayak aku di hate karena aku gendut. Yes, I am fat. I also think it could not be wrong. Jadi kayak kamu gendut gini. Ya emang agak sakit sih ya, mungkin karena waktu itu aku mikir kayak fat ini masih konotasinya negatif. Tapi kayak setelah sekian lama aku mikir, gimana ya? Iya, aku emang gendut sih, karena kayak aku emang gak olahraga supaya aku kurus, supaya aku ideal. Jadi kayak okay, let's just accept fat as a word to describe myself. Kayak gitu, ngerti kan maksud aku? Jadi sekarang itu tuh aku, I never determine fat as a negative word, yet a word to describe myself. Yes, I am fat, I have yellow skin tone and etc. That's what the universe has invented to me. I can't deny the fact. Kayak gitu. Yeah, if you want to be ideal, just work for it. I mean, kalau kamu lagi exercise supaya ideal, terus masih ada yang ngejudge kamu gendut, ya udah sih, kayak biarin aja. I mean, don't let them determine yourself. Tapi kalau kamu emang ngerasa you don't work hard for your body, seperti aku, jadi kayak ya udah, aku terima perkataan gendut itu karena aku emang gendut dan emang gak work hard for it. Jadi kayak aku lebih nge-brainwash kepala aku supaya aku gak menganggap sebuah kalimat itu menjadi kalimat konotasinya negatif. Kayak I'm playing a mind trick to myself. Ya sebenarnya supaya akunya juga gak sakit hati banget kan, kayak gitu. Jadi I'm saving myself for myself, kayak gitu. And also the last thing is, please surround yourself with people who makes you feel loved. Surround with those who accept you the way you are. It's very important. Jadi let's say kayak circle kamu itu suka ngejudge kamu, atau circle kamu gak bisa membawa kamu ke arah yang positif, itu just leave it behind. I mean, you are worth it. You don't deserve people who just seeing you from the negative side by their vision. Kayak aku juga dulu punya teman-teman, terus kayak aku ngerasa kayak teman-teman aku gak bisa membawa aku ke arah yang lebih baik dan justru malah ngejatuhin mental aku. I'm leaving them behind. Kayak ya udah, gue bodo amat, gue gak punya teman, ya udah gak apa-apa, yang penting kayak gue bisa menyelamatkan mental gue dari orang-orang yang cuma bisa mendorong gue semakin jatuh gitu. Karena pada akhirnya juga kamu akan diketemukan sama orang-orang yang bisa menyelamatkan kamu, kayak yang menerima kamu apa adanya, dengan kondisi apapun itu, dengan keunikan apapun itu. Kayak good things takes time, you know. Pokoknya jangan sampai kamu memforsir mental kamu untuk dikelilingi orang-orang yang tidak membawa benefit yang bagus untuk kamu, kayak gitu. So that's all from Godiva. Semoga dari podcast singkat ini bisa setidaknya membuka wawasan kamu baru. I mean, this is just from my point of view. Jadi kalau misalnya kalian masih ada yang kurang serak atau kurang apapun itu dengan podcast ini, ayo kita sharing-sharing aja, kita kayak ngobrol-ngobrol santai. Karena aku gak mau I don't want to have any argument. let's just have a discussion over something that maybe you disagree from my podcast atau apapun itu. Aku lebih suka diskusi santai gitu sih, kayak argument or arguing will not gonna be leading into good things because you only care about your ego, kayak gitu. So that's all from me. Kalau misalnya kalian suka podcast ini, jangan lupa di share semoga kalian terhibur. So that's all from me. Bye-bye.